Amen. Indeed, Jesus Christ is our living hope. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I would like all of you to remain standing as we will be doing the congregational prayer plus reading of the scriptures. So we may spend a couple of seconds or half a second to quiet our heart to meditate our Lord Jesus Christ this morning. Dear Heavenly Father, the Most High and Glorious One, you are our living hope. You have indeed broken every chain, and there is salvation in your name, only in your name. And only you can bring us hope and the love that you have given us with a great cost. When we come to your presence as one body in Christ, we worship you and proclaim that Christ is enough for not only me, but for all of us, and also for mankind, and our lives are wholly bound to you. Loving Father, soften our hearts to trust and honor you as you are holy and righteous. You are the infinite and powerful creator of all things. There is none like you. We give thanks for your steadfast love and faithfulness toward your children. I pray that you change and mold us into your everlasting family so we may experience your love's beauty and perfection. May you grant us the joy and humility in meditating on your Son, his faithfulness, love, patience, not arrogance or rude, and forgiveness, which we do not deserve at all. In him, we have redemption through his blood and forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of your grace. We ask that you grant us to lift our brothers and sisters in our congregations who are suffering physically and emotionally with family issues, exploring career changes, and struggling spiritually. May you grant each of them with your love and trust in you so that we may see the delights of your grace and compassionate love and be joyful knowing that you will never leave us. Lift our eyes afresh to the cross. May you anoint each brother and sister who are attending the Young Adults Fellowship Group's retreat with a quiet time to devote, meditate, and develop a deeper relationship with you through your living word. May you protect the Taiwan Short-Term Mission Team's young brothers and sisters to be your salt of the earth and the light of the world to the local collegians, and grant them safety and joy in connecting with others. May you grant and bless many families who will be traveling with safe travel and healthy bodies. Thank you, Lord, for your encouragement and guidance in our life so that we may hear your voice through the living scriptures and prayers. We continue to seek for your will one by one until you call us home. We pray all this in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Today's reading of scripture is coming from 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 to 7. And I'm reading from the English Standard Version, the ESV version. Here is his holy word. Love yet patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable and resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. This is the reading of his holy words. Thank you all for standing for so long. Please be seated. Good morning, brothers and sisters, and the welcomes, the newcomers for the first time visiting us, plus the people who are on the internet. Again, we welcome you all, and I pray that today will be somewhat cooler day for you, as the temperature will go up pretty high. So I pray that you will be hydrated in such a way that you will not be able to sweat so much. So this morning, the passage is on the loyalty of love. The loyalty of love. As I mentioned in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and 7. Allow me to read one more time of these verses from 4 to 7 so that we can see the way of love from God. And here's the reading. Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. So before diving into today's message, let's look into the last couple of Sunday's sermons from verses 1 through 3, declaring that we are nothing without love. Verses 4 to 6, listing some of the things that love does or does not do. And last Sunday's sermons given by Minister Andrew, the title was How to Rejoice. It does not rejoice at dishonesty, but rejoices with the truth. So it does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the right doing. Lean into truth and rejoice in others. Lean into truth and rejoice in another. So this is a good segue to look at verse 7 this morning from the ESV version just I read, that love bears all things. I highlight love bears all things. Believe all things, hopes all things, endures all things. So the royalty of love from the rejoice in truth and with others, and love never gives up. In the New Testament or NIV version, it reads, it always protects, always trusts, always hopes, and always preserves. So Apostle Paul say in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 7, love endures all things. Christ followers face difficulty at that times, and those who choose to love us, Jesus, does not stop loving because when the life becomes difficult. So the message from Paul is applying love to the Corinthian situation at that time and using it as the foundation of love on why some of the attitudes and behaviors are so unacceptable. So if you look into the words believes and hopes in verse 7, they are sandwiched between bears and endures. It probably refers to relationship between people rather than faith and hope in God. So let's look into further on verse 7, which says, number one, love bears all things, always protect. Love bears all things, always protect. Believe all things, always trust. Hope all things, always hopes. Endures all things, always preserves. So just remember this, basically. So let's go into the first one. Love bears all things, always protect. The word to bear translates into two meanings. We bear in silence from all annoyances, or bear all troubles, cover up all things in the sense of concealing or excusing the faults of others, instead of gladly disclose them, right? In 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 8, it said, above all, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins. Since love covers a multitude of sins. So in marriage, Loving your spouse is to help take the burdens through life and be with them throughout life's journey, including their shortcomings. Auntie Karina and I have been married for more than 36 years. In the first 5 years, we adjust and learn and cope with everything. It is not easy building a family and knowing what would be next, struggling between work and family, lack of focus in following Christ. That is what I experienced, lack of focus in following Christ because of the family commitment. So the journey was not easy, but knowing we love and care for, trust in each other, respect each other, and love always protects us. Love always protects us during that marriage and still going at this point. So Christ showed us that if we live by the Spirit, let us also keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. So one of the professors at C.S. Lewis Institute, his name was Lewis Smith. He quote, "Love has a fine sense of for when to keep its mouth shut." So love cover things up, right? Not to conceal what ought to be revealed, but to protect, love, and support someone who needs time to heal. So love bears and always protects. So dear brothers and sisters, Jesus a burden bearer. Jesus, he bear everything. In Isaiah 53, verse 5 to 6, he said, "But he was pierced for our transgression. He was crushed for our inequities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace. With his wounds we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own. And the law has laid on him the equity of us all." So his love bears all things. He reminds us to walk in love. Walk in love, as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, a fragrant offering and a sacrifice to God. Okay? And a sacrifice to God. So point B, believe all things and always trust. Believe all things, always trust. Love always believe and trust in all things. In chapter 6, 1 Corinthians, Apostle Paul rebukes lawsuit in his letter. See, Corinthians were bringing lawsuit against one another in the local courts. Love that always trusts would not do such thing. Love that always trusts would not do such thing. So when the apostle say that love believes all things, he does not mean love believes everything that you hear. Jesus certainly did not, but that love believes the best of others, the best of others. To say in another way, when thoughts, desire, or motives are unclear, love does not assume the worst because love always believes in one another. There's one question, or there's no question, a what if type, simply given that you love and trust each other. So when Karina and I were baptized 30 plus years ago, however, we did not understand the true meaning of the belief, the love, and the trust in the law. So constantly questioning the truth and did not pursue finding the truth. It was our failure to seek further until we joined RCCC. We were baptized was in a confused moment. Then when we went to the fellowship group, they constantly asked us, "Are you ready to baptize? Are you ready to baptize?" Every time we step in that fellowship group, always ask that questions. But yet not knowing the meaning of baptism, not knowing in depth of the gospel. So again, we were very confused. But it took us a long time to realize unconditional love of Jesus Christ, much greater our love and the family that we have. So his love never changes. He is faithful, compassionate, loving, and merciful. Believing all things in him is the key to know him. Believing all things is the key to know him. In Isaiah 43:10, "You are my witness," that's what he's saying to us, declare the Lord, "and my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me, and understand that I am he. Before me no God was formed, nor shall there be any after me," end quote. End quote. So this verse reflects the sovereignty and majesty of our God. If we look into John's first letter, he said, "Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God." So the word believe is in the present tense. Look at that. Believe is in present tense and referring to an ongoing trust in Jesus. Has been born is in the perfect tense. Perfect tense refers to a past act with ongoing effect. So life brings the gift of faith, gifts of faith. If we believe, we have been born again. So becoming a child of God is connected to our act of believing. Therefore, you believe and trust all things under his covenant, his law. And everyone who believes has been born of God only. So Apostle Paul was sending a strong message to the people in Corinth to believe and trust all things under the love of God and be born again in only him, our Lord Jesus Christ. Thirdly, hopes all things, always hope. Hope all things, always hopes. So what does all things mean? What does all things mean in here? In Colossians 1:20, "And through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by blood of his cross," end quote. So the death of Jesus Christ on the cross and his blood did not mean just for Israelites, but for all people on the earth, like us, all of us. So let us reflect on further in John 17. As we all know, the high priestly prayer, where Jesus' final prayer to the Father, this proves that his love is so deep. His love is so deep and prays for his disciples and the believers. And this is what Paul's message said in 1 Corinthians 13. Love hopes all things. Love hopes all things. Anyone who prays for the unity of the church is able and willing to hope for the love of Jesus Christ, as the Corinthians confront in the divisions of the church. Dear brothers and sisters, to learn how to love the way Jesus loves, we need to look at each phrase in the scriptures and then see how their particular aspect of love is demonstrated in the person and work of Jesus Christ. In the past several Sundays, we have gone through each context on the way of love, the aspects of prayer that teach us the hope of love in all things. But given the scriptures, where Paul primarily addressed the love for one another, it seemed like he is also addressing the hopes we have for other people, the hopes for other people. There are no helpless cases because of the love from Jesus Christ. In the case of Corinthians, for all the sin he saw in their lives and for all the problems they had in the church. So Apostle Paul still loves them and knows their sufferings with all the confrontation in the church, which 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 7 said indicated the hope for the Corinthians. Again, there are always hope for the Corinthians, as explained from Paul. May I share the prayer on the hope of love in one of the newly formed ministries called the Golden Gem. This ministry consists of retired brothers and sisters across all congregations to gather once a week to enjoy the fellowship. We continue to pray for a program that will be suitable for English-speaking brothers and sisters. Praise the Lord. The love that God provides the ministry is amazing, and the love we receive is beyond our comprehension. 80-plus seniors enjoy the time together, singing. They sing beautifully, amazing. Doing Bible quizzes, you should see the quizzes, beyond my comprehension also. Exercising, enjoying the meals together. We hope and continue to pray for his provision and guidance to share the gospel with the visitors. The hopes bring us together. The hopes bring us together. And the prayers overflowing the ministries. We have situations where we did not know where to start, how to start, how to set things up along with the fellowship. What are the hopes in the ministry and how to connect them in the fellowship? Only God's hopes can bring us all together. No situation in life so dark or desperate that hope is not there if only we have the love of Christ. Let me repeat one more time. No situation in life, none, is so dark or desperate that hope is not there if only we have the love of Jesus Christ. Love does not give us on people when they were struggling. It does not declare someone's heart can never change or that a broken community can never be healed when a discouraging voice, including mine, saying, "There's no way. There's no way." Love answers back and say, "Oh yes, there is. I know there is. There is always hope in Jesus Christ." Bring hopes us together. Hopes always give us the love and always bring us in front of Jesus Christ. Lastly, endure all things, always preserve. Endures all things, always preserves. Enduring all things or love always preserved indicate that we are willing to remain in difficult situations for the sake of one another. We will stick together through thick and thin. Truly, we need to do that, right? Rather than seeking our ease through escapes or some excuses. In the situation where Paul is facing, his letter in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 2, it said, "Moreover, it is required of stewards that they be found faithful." Right? It's required of a steward, like the servants, that they be found faithful. So Paul spoke to the Corinthians believers regarding endurance and stretch to be a good steward and be found faithful. So this type of perseverance can only come from the love of God, rooted in our heart, and we are called to endure for what is right and which is the gospel. So we find the perfection of Jesus Christ's love and learn that his love is humble, patient, hopeful, and selfless. Jesus endures the suffering of his soul on the cross, by the will of God. Jesus, the Son of God, took upon himself the guilt of our transgressions, our sins. As the sacrificial victim of atoning sacrifice and he bore our sins. And yet, when he was on the cross, he cried out to the Father, even in the most desperate circumstances, at the very point of death, Jesus still trusts his Father's love and always preserves the love from the Father. Jesus believed that God is there. Jesus believed the Father is the only God. Jesus believed in life after death. Jesus believed in the Father's love. And Jesus believed that his death would atone for our sins. So what enabled him, to believe all these things was love. Love for his father. Love for all of us, the mankind. Remember, the endurance produced loving character in Romans chapter 5, verse 3 to 5. Not only that, but we rejoice in our suffering, knowing that suffering produces what? Endurance. And endurance produces what? Character. And character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame. None at all. Because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit every single time, who has given to us all the time. So in Colossians 1:11, it said, Paul prays that we would be strengthened by all the power according to his glorious might for all endurance and patience. And with joy, and with we endure, we will also reign with him, Jesus Christ our Lord. Dear brothers and sisters, 1 Corinthians chapter 13 is the love letter. The love, or the agape, explicitly, implicitly, mentioned more than a dozen times. This chapter is a love song for love, in which the Apostle Paul establishes the importance and needed love in verses 1 to 3. It describes the character of love in verses 4 to 7. Celebrates the permanence of love in verses 8 to 13 as the greatest of all God's gift, his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ alone. I challenge the Christ followers, seekers, or faith searchers to dwell in this agape. Our lives are messy, truly messy and unpredictable. Apostle Paul sees the conflict in the Corinthians, and the church is sharply divided. The only hope is Jesus Christ and his perfect, faithful, and selfless love, and the hope that is alive within us every day, every day. To the newlyweds, none of us lives with this kind of love, none of us. And there's an easy way to witness it. Start reading with verse 4 and insert your name into the passage every time you see the word love. Better yet, fill the word with Jesus when you see the word love. I assure you that Jesus will comfort you. Joy in the marriage. Bring you peace by knowing him. So the takeaway is this, to love each other as Jesus loves us, to be obedient to his teaching and glorify his name, the loyalty of love. To love each other as Jesus loves us and be obedient to his teaching and glorify his name as the loyalty of love. Let us pray. I'd like to ask for you to spend a minute or so meditating on the love, the belief, and the hope of knowing the depths of the love of the Lord Jesus Christ, and how you endure such faith by following him. If indeed you are newly wed or just married recently, look up on him, give the grace from the Lord, and ask him the love that he has given to us always endure and endure. Let us spend a minute or so. Meditate on this. Heavenly Father, our precious God, Lord Jesus Christ, we ask for your grace, your kindness, and your love for our lives, so that we may richly bless others. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Shall we all rise and let's sing the song Living Hope in response?